I'm glad that you waited to get married until now, or to meet someone until now, and I hope that you will meet someone who's everything you said, strong and honest and very loving and very romantic and very good with family. I'm sure it will happen.
I'm sure, me too. I never do things in which I'm not sure.
Ah, very good. I like your confidence. That's great. Yulia, in America, you would have a long line of men following you everywhere you go.
I'm sorry. In America, I will have what?
Very many men would follow you everywhere you go. I think many men would... It's a problem? It's a good problem, right?
It's not... Believe me, it's not a problem for me. If I have one man in my life, I would never look for another one.
That's
because
true.
I don't need it.
Yeah. That's very sweet, Yulia. That's very nice. You know, the men who are listening, I talk to them all the time, and they say the same thing. They say, I just want to meet one nice girl who is serious about family and marriage. That's it. That's all I need. One girl, I'll be happy forever. So we'll see. Maybe someone listening can write to you. Maybe he'll be the one for you.
Mm-hmm.
So can I ask, Yulia, you said strong and honest. Those were some of the qualities of the man that you would like to meet. Are there other qualities that are important about him also?
Of course, he must be kind.
Uh-huh.
Because I think that I'm a kind person and I want my husband to be kind. Friendship, yeah?
Yes.
Something like this. I'm
yes.
Sorry for my English. I can make mistakes. And sometimes you should understand me.
Oh, Yulia, your English
so,
is great.
Those person who will love children, because I love children very much, I work with children.
Uh-huh.
So, and those person who like animals too, because I have a very nice dog. It is my daughter now.
Your dog is your daughter now? That's cute.
Yeah, she's 10 months.
10 months.
Yeah, it has 10 months.
Uh-huh.
She's a girl. Uh-huh. Her name is a very, very nice dog. So, and I think, first thing that my husband must be a gentleman, a man.
Yes.
So, a word, a man includes all words for person. You should understand it. I need a real man for me.
Very good. I like your answer very much, Yulia. By the way, your English is terrific. We're very lucky that you can speak English to us. So don't be nervous about that at all.
I'm sorry I can make mistakes because it is not excellent.
It's okay, Yulia.
It is not the same to speak English every day and to teach English for students at school. Primary school.
Oh, I understand. I understand, Yulia, and you're great. We understand everything you're saying very, very well, and we just are so impressed with you so far. So, again, thank you for talking with us. You're doing great. So I like your answer very much. Kindness is important, friendship, someone who loves children and animals, somebody strong and honest, a real gentleman, and those qualities that you have mentioned, like loving children and someone who is kind, someone who is honest and strong, is it hard to find men in Ukraine who have those qualities?
You should understand one thing. Okay,
uh-huh.
I will try to explain. A half of our men,
uh-huh.
in Ukraine,
uh-huh.
a half are alcoholics. Because maybe because it is of our government, they cannot get good work or something like this. I don't know. I cannot lie.
Uh-huh.
I cannot understand why, but I will tell you. Another half of these men, okay, they are very okay. They work, they earn money, but they can do everything with their woman, just to even hit them
uh-huh.
or something like this, you see?
Yes.
Because they think I'm the best in this life, I earn money, I work hard, so you are not a person, kitchen and prepare for me dinner. Yeah, I like to prepare dinner, but more I like when a man sees in me a woman, Justin.
Uh-huh.
You see?
Yes.
I am not a cooker. I am not a worker at the house. I am a person, first of all. And if you want to have a dinner at home, let's help me and we will do it together.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you... You should understand, I live with my parents, and
mm-hmm.
I see all my life something like this. All the time, my parents, my mom and dad, they prepared meals together, they cleaned our flat together, they washed our clothes together,
mm-hmm.
they, all their lives, they were together, you
mm-hmm.
see?
Mm-hmm.
It's the main thing for me to understand each other in different ways in our lives.
Yes.
You see?
Yes, you have a very good... you have a very good family, very good example of marriage from your parents, I hear you saying.
Yeah, yeah. And that's why I want, for me, the same family, you see, because I don't like such... I told you, I tried to live with Ukrainian guy,
uh-huh.
with Ukrainian man.
Uh-huh.
No, I don't want to live with him anymore because it was not life, really. He tried to do everything, and at the end he found another girl and said for me, who are you for me? You are not my wife because we just live together.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like it at all.
Mm-hmm.
And first thing is why it's so seriously for me, if I like a man, if a man likes me, the first thing is to marry, to get married. Because I don't want to be just only a girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
I want to have a real family, a real good family, real children, real life, you see.
Yes.
I want to have it.